Okay, so when analyzing, so I've got my 3-point formula in front of me and I've marked out a few key things. So my describe within my Picasso image, my justify, my analyze. So you can see on the worksheet where I've marked those out. Blue tones all over, white hair, brown ochre guitar. Those are some of the colours I've mentioned. Symbolic colour, so what does it mean to have a monochromatic blue finish? So maybe some ideas, sorrow, sadness, melancholy, that kind of idea. And then just some other symbols. So what's his body posture like? So the man's obviously really frail. Question then, is he homeless? Is he a weathered old man? Is he sick? Is he poor? Sort of thing. What's the analysis behind some of the images, some of the traits within the image? Okay, so the first thing I would start with, once I've noted all those down, as you'll see on your example, is the first sentence should definitely mark out A, who the painting is by, and I guess the name of the painting or sculpture or whatever it is. So easiest way to start is the old guitarist painting, and underline that, by Pablo Picasso. And then you might want to say depicts or shows or analyzes or underscores, some sort of linking word. What does it depict? Body positioning seems suppressed and negative. That's what I wrote. Depicts an old man. Quiet. I guess he's quiet. He's alone. Maybe an old man in solitude. Holy. Maybe an old, frail man. Frail man playing his guitar. Maybe just leave it as that. Picasso picks an old, frail man playing his guitar. So I've basically just done 101 describing what exactly is in the picture. Okay, the second thing I would need to describe would be the colour. Get straight to colour. Alright, so the artist's use of blue in a monochromatic feel. Maybe the artist's use of a monochromatic colour scheme, monochromatic blue colour scheme. So I've noted what it is, I've described, and then now I just see where it is. Is either represented, shown, is illustrated, we'll maybe say is washed throughout the image. So there I'm saying the artist's use of a monochromatic color blue color scheme. So I've said monochromatic, I've said blue to distinguish the color, and I'm saying washed throughout the image. So I'm making reference to the whole image. So maybe the artist's use of a monochromatic blue colour scheme is washed throughout the image. And then I might want to link to one of my analyse comments. So I'll go back to my notes. This is body positioning seems depressed and negative, homeless, weathered, old man, he's falling apart, sorrow, sadness. Okay, so I might say the artist's use of monochromatic blue colour scheme is washed throughout the image, creating a sense of sorrow and sadness. And then I want to link back in what else creates that. So I might say the man who is sitting on, well, let me say the man, maybe I'll say the guitar player. But maybe player sounds young. So I'm going to say the weathered guitar player who sits on the floor. So I've said weathered guitar player, so I've said in terms of I've said he's older. He's sitting on the floor. So what's he doing? And then we want to make reference to the color. So maybe seems frail, as his white hair and light blue skin emphasize his age, or be something else. So let's work that out. Okay. The weathered guitar player who sits on the floor. So I'm saying, describing the guitar player. Weathered guitar player who sits on the floor seems frail, as his white hair and pale light blue skin emphasize his age. So maybe I could join those two together. Maybe I could say the weathered guitar player. Maybe I would have to go back and rework that sentence to have a little bit more colour. So I might say the guitar player who is, so now I want to reference my colour, so maybe who has white aged hair and maybe not weathered, because the painting doesn't really show so much weathered. It's more his age. The guitar player who has white aged hair and frail light blue skin seems... Let's go back to our analyze. What have we written? So sorrow, sadness, melancholy. Seems to evoke a sense of melancholy. So if melancholy was like a big word, so melancholy meaning like quite sad and desperate, and always good to Google those keywords or symbolic color words or any keywords that you use to analyze, because they'll give you some other ideas. Okay, so the guitar player who has white aged hair and frail light blue skin seems to evoke a sense of melancholy. This feeling of sadness is further emphasized by... What else is it further emphasized by? Emphasized by... And then below I had some other symbols and was body language. So maybe say emphasized by the man's body language. And I guess the guitar being the only color within the image, everything else is blue. Maybe the guitar's, it could be a sort of a symbol of hope, like there's all this sorrow around this symbol of hope. So that's kind of a hard concept to grasp, but maybe I can jot a few notes down. So I might say so I didn't really think of this before. Of hope. So the guitar is brown. So it's the only area not touched by sorrow. Okay. So it's a symbol of hope. So I didn't really think about that until I started writing, which is okay, because sometimes you don't really get into an image fully until you actually start analyzing it as you write. And when you speak about your ideas, sometimes more come out. So I might just review what I've got on top, and maybe I want to link in one more idea, which is talking about the symbol of hope. So the old guitarist painting by Pablo Picasso depicts an old frail man playing his guitar. The artist's use of a monochromatic blue color scheme is washed throughout the image, creating a sense of sorrow and sadness. The guitar player, who has white aged hair and frail light blue skin, seems to evoke a sense of melancholy. So light blue skin. Mm. Maybe seems to evoke a sense of hopelessness. Hopelessness. Maybe the overall feeling is melancholy, but he has a sense of hopelessness. This feeling, this negative color scheme further emphasizes, is further emphasized. Okay, so building on the previous sentence, this negative color scheme is further emphasized by the man's body language as he sits on the ground, dark, murky ground. So I've described he is on the ground, so where it is, and it's dark and it's murky, so that's color. This sits on the dark, murky ground. I think that's okay. Now, I want to talk about the guitar being a different color. So the guitar, which is a, go back to my notes, what did I say? The guitar is a brown ochre coloring, which is a brown ochre coloring. So have a look up if you want to, you know, talk about blues, brown, red, green. Have a look up at some different variations of those colors. So ochre is a beautiful color to do with wood, so that's a good link. The guitar, which is a brown ochre coloring, I might just say ochre coloring, brown ochre coloring, offers a symbol of hope within a composition of moody, of blue, moody sadness. It is the only element within the painting which is not touched by I'm going to say blue, but that's another word. Maybe I'll go back a few sentences. The guitar, which is a brown ochre colouring, offers a symbol of hope within a composition of blue, moody sadness. It is the only element within the painting which is not touched by blue tones. The guitar, which is brown ochre colouring, offers a symbol of hope within a composition of blue, moody sadness. Yeah, blue, moody sadness. It is the only element within the painting which is not touched by blue tones. It kind of has a little bit of a blue edge, but I think we probably don't need that last sentence. Okay, let's see if we have everything. All right, so let's check my word count. Oh, seems long enough. All right, so the old guitarist painting, named the painting by Pablo Picasso, named the artist, depicts an old frail man playing his guitar. Okay, so the first sentence, you've got to mark out the few things. I haven't talked about anything to do with colour, but I've set the scene. Okay. The artist's use of a monochromatic blue colour scheme, so I've talked about monochromatic blue colour scheme, is washed throughout the image. So I've described and I've justified where it is, creating a sense of sorrow and sadness. So then I've analysed what it is. The guitar player, who has white aged hair and frail light blue skin, so I said the guitar player, so I'm justifying where it is, the blue frail skin describing, seems to evoke a sense of hopelessness. Okay, so I'm analysing what those two things mean. This negative colour scheme is further emphasised by the man's body language. So now I'm also analysing, I'm saying it's a negative colour scheme, so I'm saying the describing is describing the colour scheme as negative, further emphasised by the man's body language as he sits on the dark, murky ground. So I'm saying where he is, justifying, and the murky ground colour, again, I'm analysing. The guitar, which is a brown ochre colouring, offers a symbol of hope within a composition of blue, moody sadness. So I've used a couple of words again. I could go back and really refine maybe another word for blue. You might want to specifically point out what sort of blues they are. Definitely could look for a few more words that do with sadness, sorrow, hopelessness, melancholy. But that's the bones of your analysis. So just make sure you keep going over describe, justify, and analyze. You can definitely intermix those so that your piece becomes really creative and fluid. Make sure you read it back to yourself before you tape it a few times, just to make sure it's fluid and you've got it really crisp and all sorted. Okay, that's it.